In this bulletin, the first Australian coronavirus evacuees are released from quarantine. Leaders pay tribute to bushfire victims in New South Wales. And in sport, the National Rugby League All-Stars match is held on the Gold Coast. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's chief medical officer is warning coronavirus case numbers are growing in Japan and South Korea, where community transmission is a threat. A group of 250 Australians who were in quarantine have returned home on Sunday after they were evacuated from Wuhan in China earlier this month. There are now 7 positive cases from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, and passengers are being kept in quarantine near Darwin. Professor Brendan Murphy says Japan and Korea are the biggest risk areas outside of China, but he's told Australians to act sensibly.
There's no suggestion at the moment that containment has been lost, but it remains a risk. And we are obviously concerned about those countries where there's growth in numbers and continued transmission. Japan and South Korea are both countries with good health systems, and we're hopeful that they will do everything they can to bring about containment.
The Italian government has cancelled sporting events in the Lombardy and Veneto regions because of a new coronavirus outbreak. 2 people have died and at least 76 others have been infected. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte decided on the ban, which will affect 2 football games, after an emergency cabinet meeting in Rome on Saturday. Resident Yassin says he agrees with the decision to take safety precautions.
The coronavirus is a big problem because you have to take measures to protect yourself. I need to guard my health as well as that of my family.
Leaders have paid tribute to the victims of the recent bushfires in New South Wales at a public memorial service in Sydney. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons attended the service in Sydney's west. 25 people have died from the bushfires in New South Wales since last October, 3 of them volunteer firefighters and 3 others airmen from the United States who died in the crash of a firefighting plane near the town of Cooma. 6 sets of boots have been symbolically placed at the memorial for those lost men. Mr. Morrison says the bushfire crisis saw Australians bridge their differences and come together.
It was a time when neighbours opened their homes to neighbours and anyone needing shelter. And Australians, be they city or country, Christian, Sikh, Muslim, Indigenous, immigrant, old, young, rallied to each other. In this room, there are thousands of stories of loss, chance, grief, courage, generosity, and above all, love. And many more beyond known and unknown. And we see those in the stories a reflection of our humanity.
Police have shot a man dead in Brisbane's CBD and another person has been stabbed with a knife. The shooting happened near the Western Hotel in Mary Street on Sunday morning after officers were called to reports of a disturbance. It's alleged a man stabbed another man and the 26-year-old victim suffered injuries to his face and back. He's been taken to hospital for treatment in Brisbane, but his condition is unknown. A vigil will be held today for murdered Brisbane woman Hannah Clark and her 3 children. The event will take place in the Brisbane suburb of Camp Hill, whilst the Story Bridge, Victoria Bridge and City Hall in Brisbane will be lit up in pink to honour Miss Clark and her children. A large crowd is expected. Miss Clark and the children were killed by Rowan Baxter last Wednesday when he doused them in petrol and set their car alight in Brisbane. He then killed himself. More than $200,000 has been raised for Miss Clark's family. Relatives have posted a message thanking the public for their support. The Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor says Labor's net zero emissions target is without a clear plan or costings for Australia. Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says he expects Australia could still be exporting coal in 2050 if the market allows for it. He says this could happen under Labor's target strategy, but Mr. Albanese hasn't explained how his 2050 emissions deadline will be achieved. Minister Angus Taylor says more detail is needed to understand how Labor's proposal will affect farmers and the agriculture sector.
We won't set a target where we don't explain the costs, the impacts on people's jobs, on industries, and on the broader economy. We simply will not do that.
In rugby league, the Maori side has come from behind to defeat the Indigenous side in the annual National Rugby League All-Stars match on the Gold Coast. Maori team hooker Brandon Smith won Man of the Match honours, scoring two tries in the 30 points to 16 victory. Latrell Mitchell led the Indigenous team's war cry before the match. He played at his new position of fullback before being moved to his old position in the second half. The Indigenous team was marred by injuries during the match. Canterbury forward Chris Smith may be out for the rest of the season after hurting the anterior cruciate ligament in one of his knees. Wade Graham and Tyrone Roberts both had ankle injuries, while Josh Kerr hurt his knee. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two and possible storm, 33. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 30. Melbourne, a shower or two, 26. Hobart, possible light shower, 24. Canberra, mostly sunny, 30. Wollongong, cloud clearing, 25. Sydney, partly cloudy, 28. Newcastle, cloudy, 28. Brisbane, showers and 26. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 30. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.